This is the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service. I'm Victoria Craig. The World Economic Forum kicked off today, and inequality growth is a key focus. Chinese President Xi Jinping delivered a virtual keynote to a group that would usually be gathering in Davos, Switzerland. A week of discussions will now take place, focusing on the challenges of a pandemic-ravaged world. Today, the charity Oxfam unveiled a new report showing it could now take the world's poorest populations more than a decade to recover from the virus. And it forecasts 500 million more people could be living in poverty by 2030. Here's Danny Sriskandarwaja, chief executive of Oxfam GB.
Just as this time when so many people around the world are feeling insecure about their jobs, their lives, their livelihoods, the richest in our society seem to be making windfall profits from this pandemic. And that's a tragedy that needs to be addressed urgently by governments around the world.
So the big question now is what's caused this growth in inequality. Simeon Diankov, a researcher at the Peterson Institute for International Economics, told me there are several contributing factors.
One, it is affecting some sectors much more than others, in particular the services sectors and the sectors where you need social interaction. That happen to be mostly sectors where women work. So as a result, the gender gap in these sectors has increased tremendously in some countries. And the second reason is around the world, there are a number of people who work in part-time or temporary jobs, and that can be seasonal work like in tourism or transport. And the first group that got severely hurt by the pandemic is precisely these part-time workers.
You know, there's been lots of data showing the rich have gotten richer, the poor poorer. How do you think rescue efforts from both central banks and governments have contributed to these inequalities that you just lined out?
Well, the majority of governments, especially in the advanced economies at the beginning of the crisis, pumped up a lot of money into the economy. That liquidity quickly went into stock markets and real estate, which benefit mostly rich people who already have money on stock markets. In contrast, it is the poorer members of society that typically are temporary jobs, part-time jobs. So for both of these reasons, inequality has increased greatly just in a matter of a few months.
Why do you think it's so hard to make these kinds of policies have an equal effect across the population? Why haven't we seen that?
Well, because this is a crisis unlike, let's say, the previous several crises. And in fact, this is the first crisis, at least in the United States, over 100 years. Research shows that the gender gap is increasing. The previous crisis from a decade ago mostly affected manufacturing sectors where men typically work. This crisis is different. I think governments were not prepared for that. And the early response through central banks tended to actually benefit the richer members of society.
I think some may sort of be scratching their head because it seemed the whole purpose of some of these rescue efforts was to keep people in jobs, paychecks flowing. Do you think there's just a better way to sort of focus these policies to make it more equal?
So some countries have succeeded. The picture is not grim everywhere. The countries that have succeeded, again, some of the Scandinavian countries, East European countries succeeded, which is that they quickly reoriented their policies towards the sectors that are most hurt. So in other words, rather than having policies for the whole economy, equal policies, focus on the most affected sectors. The development of inequality is rising very rapidly in the United States. It started very rapidly rising in the United Kingdom, but in the last two or three months, it started to shrink again, fortunately, while in most of the European countries, it actually never rose.
So when we look at sort of what the economy of the future looks like, how do you think policymakers should focus on building a more inclusive economy right now and not waiting until the pandemic is over to deal with some of these problems?
In the first 6 to 9 months, all recovery programs were focusing on let's keep as many jobs as possible in the existing sectors, in the existing firms. Now it's time to start asking a different question, which is what is the post-COVID economy going to look like? Which sectors are likely to be down for a significant period of time? And therefore, let's start retraining, let's start reorganizing our schemes towards this new economy. In the United Kingdom, there is already an initial attempt in doing that with the Coronavirus Future Fund, which is asking the question, let's support some of the businesses of the future, if you like. That's a more difficult task, but still possible. Because otherwise, even when the coronavirus eases out, people are going to find themselves in sectors that where the demand is lacking for years to come. We need to shift now.
Lots of work still yet to be done. Simeon Diankov, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you very much.